Shane Shmuel on this week's Pasha. Of course, he does many, many things. But I just wanted to speak about one point that he has here on page Kufkov Ches. In this week's Pasha, we have a puzzle. The Tal Pasha, which deals about Mishpat. And he speaks about the Ches Salas. He called him Chod Gva, double the Mishpat. And Dom is Dom. And Dim is Dim. And Nega is Nega. Allah says that if you have a problem, mishpat, din, you should go to the base of Mikdash and the Shoftim, the Kohanim, Nesnadaga will explain to you the din that was disputed. And it says that if one of the scholars doesn't accept what they say, then God forbid he could even be put to death. But it's a death penalty not to listen to the Supreme Court, the Hezmet Gadol in Israel. But the beginning of the pastor was talking about this mitzvah, it's called the mitzvah of listening to some Hezmet Gadol, and that could be a Zotan Mam, and that could be a rebellious Stalin. So it starts off by describing what kind of an issue could it be. It said it could be the Dhamma, the Mishpat, the judicial matter, Bain Dhamma, the Dhamma, Bain Din, the Din, Bain Nega, the Nega. One of three things. It could be a question of blood, could be a question of a judgment, Din, the Din, or it could be Nega, the Nega. It could be a plague of some kind that shows around. And so why does the Torah mention these three things? Okay, the Torah wants to give us an example of three things, so it mentions three things. But of course, as you know, nothing in the Torah is just superfluous, and certainly in levels of interpretation, in terms of drash, everything is there for a reason, especially so many, many perushim have said and many things. There's this particular thing, dam, dam, dim, dim, negle, negle, dim, achobus, ashi, and dim, bam. Simple pshat, how to interpret the pasuk, what does it mean, dam, dam, din, din, nega, la, nega. But I want to say over what the Shane Shmuel says, who's a chassidish interpretation. And this is sort of chassidish, but very light, I would call it very light, almost Jewish. Like in between Jewish and chassidish. He says like this, we know that the first base of Mikdash was destroyed because of three reasons. What are the three reasons? About the Zorah, Kil Arayas, Shkichus Damim. And the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam, Machlokas. Now, you could say like this, this is what's being referenced here. Kipam Chodavala Mishpat. People are not following the laws of the Torah. Why? They dumb the dumb. They involved in murders. Dumb the dumb. Blood. Let's do a shikha dumb. Dumb the dumb. Bain. Din the din. Bain din the din. Is what is they din the din din the din din the din he says it like this. Okay, before we get to the pasuk, about the zara gila rice and shichas dam, the three sins. As we said before, as I was speaking about in the hagdam of the shishan. Man, human being, has three levels. He has his intellect, he has his emotions, he has his body. So in Kabbalah, we speak about three levels of the soul. The nefesh, the ruach, and the sham. The nefesh is biological, physical. The ruach is emotional, and the neshama is the intellectual. At two levels, nefesh, ruach, neshama. So the three sins, Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, and Sfichas Damim, refer to these three levels of the soul. The Avodah Zarah is an intellectual person who's completely is confused on his ideas about God, religion. So he has an Avodah Zarah complex. So that's a kilkul of his neshama. Gilui Arayos, he has attraction for sexual things, wrong things sexually. He can't control himself. That's his ruach, his emotions are out of whack. And finally, Shkichas Damim is the lowest level. Pushes the people on his way, so he kills them. So this is very, very low, very brutal kind of thing. So we have the three sins have to do with the neshama, or the zara, Gilui Arayos, the ruach, and then the nefesh, the lowest level is Shkichas Damim. You kill a person, damu nefesh. So he says, this is in this pasuk. You get involved in big problems. What are they? Bein dam ledam. Dam ledam means dam is a nefesh. Bein din ledin. Din ledin is the seichel. Or bein neger, so that's it. Bein dam ledam. He interprets dam ledam is the passion of the blood. Emotions, he says, are represented by blood. A person gets emotional, so the blood rushes to his face, gets red. Or sometimes he's embarrassed, so the blood rushes out of his face, he turns white. Blood also, hot blood is emotional. You speak about love, so rebellion, heart, lathe. Lathe is the seat of all emotions. If the lathe pumps the blood, so the dam in Kabbalistic and Hasidic thinking, the dam represents the ruach, the lathe, which is the most important organ for blood. It pumps the blood around throughout the body. The lathe has to do with ruach, which means the emotions. So the dam le dam, the emotional part of the total of his life, is out of whack. There's a big, big fight going on. Then din le din. Din is understanding halacha. It's a very intellectual thing. Uvein nega le nega. Part of his body is full of negayim. The body is full of these plagues, leprosy, and whatever it is. So it's the group. So these are three levels. This can cause the destruction of the first place of Mikdash. Then it says, Dibrei Divros B'Sharecha, you have all kinds of fights going on, is already the second Beis HaMikdash. The second Beis HaMikdash. So in other words, there's a remez here in the Chumash of both Chubanos, the Chubin of Bayis Rishon and the Chubin of Bayis Sheni. And it says, how are you going to fix this? The Kamta Valisa Lamokon. So, you have to go. You have to go to the chacham. How the person read? We can't be shalom makom. Ela kohen.
Shalom makom is your first shemur in that
book. And you should speak to whom?
We
speak to kohen and levim. I said this about my hand. If you want to solve these problems, you can only solve it by going to the chacham who will be those days. People, unfortunately, today. Especially think we can solve the Jewish situation, the Jewish problem, without the chachamim. I have ways of solving it. Everybody has their own theory how to solve the Jewish problem in the world. Everybody, Jews, Goyim, they all have their own solutions, right? Roadmaps, peace plans, all kinds of stuff. But, and even within the Jewish world, even within, I would even say, the religious world, people have their own solutions. Recently I've been involved with different people. Some people think you have to play a lot of baseball, a lot of basketball, a lot of tennis. That'll be the solution. You know, all the Jewish kids play a lot of basketball, baseball, and tennis. That'll solve the problem. that is, I don't know. I myself don't know. Maybe if I was just sitting down thinking, I would also agree that you still play baseball or go to the beach. I don't know. But the only way you can know is to come to Babisa Lakon or a shofar, the Shiv Ram Mahain. You go to the Kohanim and the shofar who know the Zerach of the Torah. They'll tell you what they think would be the way to do it. Don't try to do it on your own. If there's no consensus, so there's no consensus. So that's why it's very bad. That's what we have now. It's a big problem because we have very little consensus. But you have to try. Try to see if there is something which there's a consensus about. So maybe everybody agrees that learning Torah, davening, these things, people agree, is something very good. Maybe there's a dispute, so you have to decide if your Rebbe says to do this, so you follow your Rebbe. That's the best you can do. But not to have a Rebbe at all, and not to have a Rebbe at the following, is very dangerous for your own spiritual survival. This world, as we said, besides the most important problem is the internal Yetzer Hara, who loves a vacuum. When there's a vacuum, he will fill it up with the wrong things. So the most important thing is a person has a Rebbe. As a Rebbe is his spiritual guide. He has one person, his spiritual guide. He can rely on this person so that all of the things which are so confusing about being alive is such a can be terrible, terrible confusion. The Rebbe will give him the derech in which he'll be able to have one derech, so maybe it's not a consensus. It would be much better if every Rebbe in the world would agree with everything. But we don't have a Sanhedrin HaGadol. That's what the Rambam says. Rambam says, not a Sanhedrin HaGadol, Torah Achas, Nasa, Harbei Toros. You have a lot of Toros, a lot of different Toros. And the bottom of it, the ideal is to have a Sanhedrin HaGadol where there's only one Torah. But we have to know that there's a difference between the Rambam says, Harbei Toros, many Toros. Yeah, but still, there are certain things which are beyond the Harbei Toros. Even the Harbei Toros of Rambam, many Toros that he says he lets us do, because he don't have a Sanhedrin HaGadol. So the Babetzi Rebbe said this, and the Satma Rebbe said that, and the Rav Avashalavetzi said this, and Moshe Baiden said that. But it's all within what we call Chachmei Mesorah. Chachamim were following the Mesorah. But someone's going to say, well, there's so many different Toros, Rabavitcher, Rabasalavetchik, Moshe Feinstein, everybody has different Toros. So my rabbi is Rabbi Sally III, who's the rabbi emeritus of the West Side Synagogue, and she's my spiritual leader. No, that's not Torah. That's not Harbei Toros. That's a very outside Torah. That's not you going to someone has a completely different system. At least you have to go only to Chachomim who are Chachmei HaMesorah. Amaratzin, people who are totally ignorant of the Torah, come up with their nice ideas. Says, listen, there's no limit to Jewish creativity. Jews have wonderful ideas. They think of millions of ideas. But if it's not from Chachmei HaMesorah, it's definitely going to lead us off a cliff. Off a spiritual and mamas a physical cliff. And that's why we have to be very, very careful about this, because this is also one of the Yetzer Hara's methods and important to you, because many of you, I hope, will one day be Rabbanim and spiritual leaders yourself, because the goal of this year is to get people to go to Smicha and to become spiritual leaders for Am Yisrael. And you have to be very, very careful, you should know. There are no quick fixes. To be a quick fix to Am Yisrael, we would have Mashiach a long time ago. The greatest Jews in the world in Jewish history have not come up with a quick fix. It's a very long, difficult, and arduous road to remain Jewish and properly Jewish and eventually achieve Yitz Hashem, Moshe Mashiach. And there's been many, many, many attempts to try to take other paths besides the Torah path. today, after 4,000 some odd years of Jewish plus, or closer to 4,500 years of Jewish history with untold paths, so we know that this doesn't work. Nothing works except sticking with the Torah. Otherwise, you're going to, whether it was the Christian, the Jewish Christians, who had their solution, how to make Judaism more palatable and make it more easier and make it a worldwide religion. Listen, it's a great argument. Why should be a small little religion with a tiny country can take over the Roman Empire? Just adjust it a little bit. And eventually, who knows, you know, the county says, it just means not a few things, like a little of Odesara, a little of this, but eventually we'll straighten it out. It's a Kiruv movement. There is some Christian Jewish, there's Makar of the Romans. So, instead of having 1,000 idols, so we'll have them. They'll believe in God, but say a little bit, you know, have the sun, just a little bit, but compared to what it was, it's unbelievable what we accomplished. So all these things, whether it was the Jewish Christians or other movements, reform, nowadays, be very careful. Don't let yourself be attracted by these things, because these things lead you down a very bad path, which eventually will be disastrous. You have to stick with the Chacham, as he says. Have a show faith. Someone who's from the Chachmi Masora can lead you the way. They say that something is no good, trust them. It's no good. If all the Chachmi Masora say something's no good, I just want to mention one point. The reason I've seen a little bit of that, which I got in the mail yesterday. I don't know if you got it, but something came in the mail. I'm not going to mention who, what, when, but there is some organization, I think it's a new organization, which is sponsoring, seems very harmless thing. They say a day of learning Torah, September something, someplace in the neighborhood of the city. But if you look at the sponsoring organizations, all you see is there's only one Orthodox synagogue there, which is obviously the main sponsoring, because they're the ones that are creating it. And they have with them 20, 30 other organizations, not one other Orthodox. Everything else is Reform, not Reform, Conservative, and who was the board of directors, they had about 10 rabbis, but 7 out of the 10 rabbis are women, and other things, only one Orthodox rabbi on the list. So he said, oh, well, it sounds very harmless, a day of learning Torah, really, but how come no other Chachamim, there are hundreds, there are thousands of Tum Rabbanim, how come none of those are in this project? How's only one rabbi, one synagogue, and everybody else is Reform Conservative? It must be that Chachamim nowadays comes with our Mok al Asofa, the Shia, but Yom HaMahim, that's in your day. They don't think this is the right era. They don't think it's the right era that to sponsor all the Reform, all the Conservatives, and it sounds okay. I mean, I can't say that a lot of me is wrong, but anyone can sit down and learn Torah, and people come under my Torah. But obviously, the Chachamim, our Chachamim, the Chachamim of, and we have to balance some who are alive today. I can't listen to some of them be alive 100 years from now, or some of them who was alive 200 years before. What's today? All the Chachamim today say this is not the time. It's not the time and not the right way to say, to make coalitions with all the Reform and all the Conservative rabbis and this, and even if it sounds like a very good cause. So anyway, as I mentioned, it's important shame is Shmuel, and now we're ready to start in a moment tomorrow. They return to that base on the hour in heaven. We never, our goal is every day we're going to do Billy Nether and Omid Gemara. We'll do 2.5 lines at least a week, maybe sometimes even more than the Omid.
maybe sometimes 3 or 4 bladder weeks, depending how difficult it is. And by the end of the year, we'll have learned at least in Shir, B'li Nedar, at least 70, 75 bladder. And the level will be based on just how difficult that Amid is. Sometimes the Amid will be very hard to read. So just to go through the Amid will be difficult. Sometimes the Amid will be very easy to read, and it will be more interesting then to talk about the Rambam, a Tosfos, some other Rishon, and that's what we'll do. So we'll be this combination of the Kiyus with Iyun, and maybe we'll see if this makes sense to have a separate Iyun once Shir, maybe a Chabura or a Shir Kvali about some topics would come up. Because Sanhedrin, you can really study Sanhedrin for years. The Rav gave Shir and Sanhedrin took him 2 years. He went through the whole Masechta to get it to Iyun. Okay, we go ahead. Let's start the Mishnah. Dinei Mamonis b'shlosha, Zeilus b'chavolos b'shlosha. So all Dinei Mamonis require three judges, as well as